Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. The Living End is here tonight. Chris Scott and Andy are all back in the studio. I was...
Release Chris and Scott.
Yeah. I was... What about Andy?
He'd never been here before.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm new.
He's a virgin.
Oh, okay.
He's a virgin.
Right.
A virgin.
Yes. It's always a curve. Always a troublemaker. Well, we'll pop his cherry tonight, as we like to say here in the States.
Excellent.
I was looking at the USA Today newspaper today, and in the calendar section or whatever, the art section, whatever they got there, saw a review for the Record. I think got like 4.5 stars or
nice.
3, whatever.
Out of 4.
Yeah, 4.5 out of 4. Yeah. Yeah, they owe you a half a star. So, and you can apply that toward
the next
your
record.
Next review.
Yeah, it's credit.
Sweet. Yeah. For this, by the same token, in the New York, in the Post. New York Post, I have 2 shows, one minus 4 stars, one minus 3 stars, so I'm down.
You're in debt.
7 stars.
So yeah. Who are you out there in radio land? You're holding up five fingers. When you said -4.
I know, but there I added them. Now I'm down 7. The point is, if I do a 4-star show, I'm still in the hole.
3.
I'm confused. I fouled in math.
We have faith in you.
Yeah, the whole star rating system has been bastardized. The reason you're confused is it should be 0 to 4.
You can't go under. I argue that I can't get -stars.
Yeah.
That's unfair. It's unfair to the people that work very hard to get 0 stars.
Right.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It is good for them. It's horrible for me. But here's the point.
It's lose-lose for you.
I think it got 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Correct.
And then I looked at it, and I thought, I should read this review, because The Living End's coming on tonight. And then I saw something like Shiny or something. I looked the other way, and then that was it. But I do remember, good review.
Yeah, that's where the star system fights.
That's it.
Something shiny.
Maybe it was the stars
along.
You saw.
The words are insignificant.
Yeah. Well, USA Today is really a newspaper for idiots, so they should know. I mean, it's just people that read that paper have attention deficit disorder anyway.
The gentlemen are taking the
disparaging. No, not that. No.
The reviews are
dead nuts on.
It's the way they're presented.
I thought you were going to say how music appeals to assholes, but if it appeals to idiots, we're actually quite complimented by that. Thank you, Adam.
And it shows the band is not sold out. They're still
that's
making
right.
music for idiots.
That's right.
Yeah, keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
These guys are going out with Blink 182 this summer, and No Doubt, and also doing an Aussie Invasion tour with Jet. Who were in here and drunk, maybe not drunk by Australian standards.
But I think by any standards, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But universal?
There was a universal level of intoxication for those guys.
All right,
yeah.
Those guys were loaded. And the Vines, who I don't think have been in here, but if they're from Australia, they would have been drunk, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's
true.
A lot of boozing going on in Australia and proud of it. Mm. And they don't seem like here we do a fair amount of drinking, but we apologize. You know, like here when we smoke and we drink, we do it, but we're always quitting, or we're doing it outside, or we don't want to inconvenience anybody. And it seems like in Australia, the people that smoke, the people that drink, and they don't make a big deal out of it. I like that. True, please, Russ, right in the middle.
Where is it in Australia?
Yeah, is there...
We're pretty straight up, you know. If you're going to smoke, if you're going to drink, you know.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, you see, so I like the fact that I can go to a bar here and not walk out of there coughing my lungs up.
Right. It's Australian.
Cool. I just walk out and fall flat on my face.
I imagine they smoke about everywhere in Australia as well, right?
Yeah, not as much as Japan.
Yeah,
oh,
Japan's
we're a smoking nation.
Yeah, all right, and a boozing nation, but and maybe this is just I'm looking at Australia through my rose lens spectacles.
Tinted. Yeah,
I don't know if the word tinted is in there, is it?
Whatever.
Okay, here's the point. Here's the point.
You know what you mean.
It seems like they do a lot of boozing over there, but they get away with it. Like they don't have you know what I mean?
There's a lot of things about Australia that is hidden from view.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. I mean, not in a sinister way, but did you know that for many periods of history, Australia has the highest per capita standard of living of any country in the world? really? Long periods of time.
I'd agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We did pretty bloody well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think about Australia being that way.
But the thing about Australia is there's not as much of anything in Australia. There's not as much poverty, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not as much.
You've got as much land.
Everything else.
You've got as much desert.
Well, we've got a lot of desert. Yes, we rival Africa in those stakes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Over here, people get drunk and they start shooting each other.
Yeah.
Over there, I think they just enjoy.
They get drunk. Yeah, we get drunk and just.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, and we got more alcohol in our beer.
Not surgically.
Go to Australia.
Well, it depends how drunk you are.
Everyone says you got to go.
You got to go. We're saying it. You got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go.
We're going to hear something off modern artillery.
Yeah.
Yeah. In just a couple of few, and then we'll hear something else off it in the 11 o'clock hour. But first, we'll go to the phones and speak to Megan, who's...
Hi, Megan.
13 and 7 months pregnant?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hello.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
All right. Who got you pregnant?
His name is Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know him.
Big B.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the horniest eighth grader in the land, that Brandon.
Well, how
way to go,
Brandon.
B!
How old is he?
He was good.
No, how old is he?
Oh, how old is he? He's
11.
17.
What a delight. And what's the deal? Is he in trouble?
Oh, well, no, not yet. He'll be 18 in about 3 months.
Yeah.
All right.
And I guess my question was, would he get in trouble?
Well, why isn't he already in trouble? Do people think fathered this child?
Huh?
Well, hold on a second. If they're both minors,
you can still get in trouble.
You still can.
The guy can. Yeah.
I mean, if a guy's 17, a girl's 9.
Well,
if
the guy's more than 3 years older, it's
more than 3 years.
Yeah.
All right, unless he's a producer,
then it's all bets are off.
All right,
but Megan, hasn't anyone questioned who the father of the child is?
Well, yeah. Well, my mom knows who he is.
All right.
You know, she doesn't like him because of his age, but, you know, she respects the fact that he is my baby's father.
Sure. Respects that.
Sure, you got to respect that.
Yeah.
Sure. Especially, you know, with her, her bar mitzvah's coming up. She's 13.
Bat mitzvah. Be serious here.
That's right. That's where that's a ritual where the young Jewish girl becomes a man. are you Jewish, Megan?
No.
Come on.
I can't believe... You guys know what we're talking about. This is not Jewish behavior, by the way. You don't have Jews in Australia. Well, you don't have the wily North American
Jew. Oh, we've heard of him, though.
Yeah. You should go by the, we got a Jew zoo. We call it, yeah. You pet them. You put change in your pockets. They come running at you. You give them a pat on the head. It's great. Well, swing them by. You guys got to see some Jews. They're great.
We read about them in books.
Yeah,
in
but until you see them in real life, the pictures don't do them justice.
Can they drive?
Yes, some of the taller ones can.
Good.
Okay.
Megan?
What are we going to do about Megan?
Oh, yeah. We got to do something with you. Are you going to have this child?
She has to now. She's too late.
How far is she?
Seven months.
7 months? Oh.
Yeah. Ugh. Bad times.
Will you...
Please give this child up for adoption. Please, Megan. Oh, my God, give this child a fighting chance.
No, wait a minute. Here's where the show gets entertaining. Because I bet Megan doesn't believe in that.
Yeah.
Megan?
Yeah.
Are you going to give the kid up for adoption?
No.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I guess because I love it.
All right. Well, you know, if you fail just a couple of grades, you'll join the child. Like, you both will hit the ninth grade about the same time if you just get held back like 2 or 3 years. It'll be cool having your kid in the ninth grade with you because, like, when you're picking up for, dodgeball, you can actually pick. Yeah, it's like, I'm going to take my son. Would that be cool? No. All right.
That would be cool. Megan, please.
Yeah,
hold on. Isn't there some sort of. How come there's no law that says you have to give the kid up for adoption or something? And what's your mom going to do? And what the hell are you supposed to do at school? I mean, you're showing, right?
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
Yeah. My dad is in prison.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Well, that kid's going to be the next
president. Did he abuse you, your dad?
Huh?
Did he abuse you sexually?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that why he's in prison?
Yeah.
Well, there's some other stuff too, though, right?
Yeah, there was drug possession,
and sexual abuse of the daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good times. That's a good man.
Well, when's he out?
I actually don't know. I think he's going to be in there for a long time.
I actually like the fact that Megan doesn't know. Yeah.
All right. So, Megan, are you gonna? Who's going to raise the kid? Your screwy mom?
Well, she's going to help, I guess.
Nature's plan went. Whoops! This one failed. Bad. We got better quick get replacement.
What do you mean?
Why would nature do this? Why would nature want somebody who is abuse survivor, sexually abused, abandoning father? Why would they want that person, nature, to have a child?
Well, it's not nature; it's God.
Well,
don't you
whatever
watch,
you want to call it,
she whatever,
whatever,
movies?
Whatever you want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, God doesn't. Well, yeah. you gotta talk.
The only thing I figure is it's like, oh, this one's broken; let's replace it.
Yeah,
that's it. Except, unfortunately, you're gonna replace it with another broken one.
Hey, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
No answer to your very complicated dilemma.
He's not going to get in trouble if he marries you, I suppose.
Yeah.
You become an emancipated minor. Yeah, well.
Well, I thought you couldn't get married until you're at least 16. And
I believe you can become an emancipated minor. I don't know what the legalities would be, but that's how you'd have to do it.
Does this guy want to get married?
Well, I mean, we love each other, yeah, but I don't know.
Sure.
They might as well.
You might as well.
And the usual situation for somebody like your boyfriend, the father of your child. There should be another term for that. The boyfriend that is the father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bother.
Yeah, I don't know. Deadbeat dad is the only one that seems to come to mind.
Well, that's what he will become, but currently he's the boyfriend father.
All right.
But the thing is, though...
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Good. Fine.
No, wait,
best
let me
train
just,
you
let
ever
just,
lost.
Let me just finish. The thing is that most of these situations...
Drew's trying to jumpstart himself. The thing is...
In most of these situations, if the older male is going to get in trouble, it's because the parents raise hell. That's when the trouble starts.
Right.
And if your mom's all okay with this, it might turn out...
What if dad wages a campaign from the joint? Trying to get him
rights.
In the joint with him.
He has rights.
That's bad times. You actually go to the same place the dad is.
Well, the child will be in the same school with mom, and dad will be with grandbaby.
It'll be perfect.
And Jim.
That's it. I'm moving
that's
on.
That's American
I'm
way. Guys, that's America.
I'm going back, Josh.
Well,
I don't even know what to say. It's cool.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck.
Cheers, mates.
Yeah. Good times.
Totally.
Nicole?
She's him switched on.
Hello?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I had some questions about aggravation and what
aggravation?
Risk
was that masturbation or aggravation?
It cut out right at that point.
Yeah,
didn't
it did.
Wasn't it?
It did.
Your questions about what?
It says egg donation.
Yeah.
What?
I thought this was a much better topic.
Well, it's a masturbation thing, really. But yeah.
You're gonna donate an egg. An egg is the only thing you donate for $5,000. They just use the word donate because it makes the people feel better about themselves. But you're not donating an egg. You're selling an egg for $5,000. You're harvesting an egg, yeah.
Back in Australia, we have a thing called the Baker's Dozen when you go and buy some eggs. That's a 13.
You get a 13th egg.
Yeah. So they're really donating an egg to your dozen.
One egg,
Nicole, he has a point.
Yeah.
If the girl gives 13 eggs.
Is that what we're talking about?
No.
No.
And he's drunk. Nicole?
Yes.
All right, so you're going to donate an egg for how much?
I'm thinking about it.
How much?
I actually haven't looked into the price. I saw an ad in the paper, and I called them and asked them what, the procedure was, but I kind of just found out about the money compensation. I've heard that it, ranges from, $2,500 to, hundreds of thousands if they're looking for a certain type of person.
Yeah, to me, you gotta have a celebrity egg for that much.
Of course.
Claudia Schiffer egg or something like that.
Why was I thinking of?
Who?
That was the celebrity I was thinking of.
Who? Claudia Schiffer?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good egg.
I guess so. That's where that term came from,
I guess.
That's
a vintage egg.
Yeah. Yeah. That's prime egg.
It's a skinny egg at the moment, though.
Nicole?
Yes?
Okay. And by the way, you can be insulted or flattered by how much they tell you your egg is worth because they size you up. They see a hook nose and a fat ass and a high school equivalency test. And it's like, I'll give you whatever's in my pocket, $26.52. There you go.
How are they going to harvest them? Are you having a laparoscope?
They said that what they do is, they first do a big screening process. And then once a couple picks you for, you know, your
Nicole, the procedure for the harvesting, is it include a laparoscopy or is it transvaginal?
You could just put, you just took $1,000 off the egg price for her not understanding
and
your
not
question.
Listening. Yes.
They told me that it makes her dumb. They put me under anesthetic and I'm in the day hospital and then I go home. They didn't tell me what the name of the procedure was.
Another 500 for not asking. Yeah, we got 1,000. We're down 1,500 now. We're now 3,500.
I hope not.
And Nicole, let's see if we can figure out what your egg would be worth. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'4".
5'4". That's a little short. How much do you weigh?
A little short. 140.
140. That's all right. Oh, hold on. Let me do some quick radio math. 5'4", 140. I got 5'3 and 3/16, 151.
Okay.
So it's a little bit stocky. Let's see. Who were the Allied powers in World War II?
Are you serious?
The good guys.
Yeah, the good guys.
The good guys?
Yeah, World War II.
U.S.
Well, All right.
Are we good on that? And Great Britain.
As long as you just said the U.S.
Great Britain. All right. Great Britain. Was Australia part of the Axis?
Not that I believe.
The Allies?
No? All right.
Nope. I don't think they were involved.
Canada? Was Canada involved?
Although Australia rocks, by the way.
All right, let's give it five.
The egg's good.
250. You just got tacked on for kissing some band ass. All right. How much does a gallon of water weigh?
8 pounds.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think 6 and change, but good enough. And a one knot.
Oh, sorry, I don't know about
the nautical. Nautical stuff.
I've got two very important questions that will deliver this person's IQ.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. Nicole.
Yeah.
What color is your refrigerator?
Cream.
What do cows drink?
Gasoline.
She's good. That's good. A good egg.
Yeah, yes.
She burnt you. All right, it's now back up to 5 grand, Nicole.
Good.
All right, so you got to lose 10 pounds and don't talk when you go in for the interview.
Well, I've got big boobs, if that helps.
Oh, all right.
Hey, yeah. 5.5, G.
I'm putting 500 into my own money now.
Bumpsy.
All right, Nicole, here's the deal. It's a procedure, the surgery, like any other, and it can have risks. People can die from anesthesia, infections, bleeding. They hyperstimulate your ovaries in order to get it to produce the follicles from which they harvest the eggs. They can stimulate to the point they actually outstrip their own blood supply and can die. There's vague concerns that it may increase the risk of ovarian cancer. So it's not without its risk. I mean, you are a biological entity, not a mechanical entity.
Yeah.
Now, if it's important to you to survive and to get the money for the eggs, people do this.
It's kind of weird. I mean, if you're doing it, it's kind of weird because if you're doing it so a couple can have a child, then it's really philanthropic. And if you're doing it to make a few bucks, then
no one's doing it just because. No one's just filling the world with their eggs.
Well, but what if someone says, "Look, I can bring happiness to a new couple that otherwise couldn't have a child, and I got money for tuition." Huh?
We never talked to that person, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about myself.
Oh, for you, you're going to harvest your eggs.
I'm thinking about it.
That's nice.
Yeah. Let's hear a song.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is. From the Living End. You queued up there, Chris? Yeah. This one's called Who's Gonna Save Us?
Now I work in
I just don't understand. It seems all out of place now. And I know it's late, but you know what they say.
Modern Artillery.
That's a good tune, that one.
Name of the that is excellent. The it is. Today is when that CD is out. So go get it. We're going to I guess we got to take a quick break. Oh, yeah. But man, we got the feel good story of the night. Yeah. When we come back. Girlfriend died a year ago, hasn't been able to have new girlfriend since. All right. Drew, can we can't do better than that?
That was sad.
Four, Lesbo. And hold on a second. Rain?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
You're lesbian?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. It's going to get depressing, Drew.
Another depressing one.
Because you're going to find out there's sexual abuse. And
course,
she's trying to pay back her dad.
Yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah, hello?
Who? 20.
Jordan, you're 20?
Yeah.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's cool.
What year were you born?
1984.
All right, but that's easy math. even a little pain in the ass like
I'm gonna
you
be,
do that math.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be 20 in April, so technically I'm 20.
All right. What's up? Your girlfriend died?
Yeah, she passed away about a year ago.
What happened?
She had a heart condition due to, like, she's taking, like, medication when she was younger. I don't exactly know what kind, and I guess, like, they upped the dosage as she was getting older, and it gave her a heart condition. And
was she taking the medicines for?
Something like attention deficit or something like that. It was some stupid Prozac thing. I don't know the details.
This doesn't make sense.
All right, but listen, if he was going to lie, he'd say.
No, I'm not saying he's lying.
She stepped on a landmine. He wouldn't give us some sketchy who the hell knows.
But
all right, we believe you, Jordan.
Was it Fen-Phen and she got a valve problem?
You know what? Her parents were, like, really, like, closed off as far as, like, spilling the beans on as far as all that stuff goes, so I didn't really know.
And she didn't know?
She thought she knew what was wrong with her. Like, they said that it was, like, attention deficit, but they were just pumping, like, random medications in her to see if it was making it better, and I guess it didn't.
Okay. This is like talking to my wife about what the mechanic said was wrong with the car.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I have no
idea. It's a disaster.
All right,
okay.
That's true.
Fine.
Good, thank you. That was clear.
All right, so, Jordan, she was your girlfriend? You were having sex with her and everything?
Yeah, we had, like, a relationship, so.
Okay. And she died. Did it surprise you that you might have trouble forming a new relationship?
Well, I haven't been able to have a bond with someone. Like, I don't know, like, physical arousal is an obvious thing. I mean,
Hold on a second. All right, we're going to help him. We got to take a break. Living End is here. Very sad. We'll get kid back up on his feet. Maybe we'll send over a hook or something, see if we can snap him out of his funk. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, the Living End here tonight. Chris Scott.
Hello.
Andy.
Well, greetings from Australia.
The band got a little CD out called Modern Artillery, and we'll hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. Now, let me just say something before we get back into the show. I got this ridiculous truck they gave me for a week to drive around.
Oh, did you drive it tonight?
I drove it tonight.
Oh, man.
It's got the Viper V10 engine in it. It's the most obnoxious vehicle
V10.
Ever built. Well, as opposed to a V8.
Yeah, and the V12, which is in the Jaguar.
Yeah, and Aston Martin and A lot of people have made a V12
Mercedes.
Over the years. Mercedes, everyone's got one, but not too many V10s out there. But anyway, this you know, the thing about Ferrari, they would make a V12 that was like under a 4 liter, and this thing's a V10, and it's like 8.5 liters. Something. The thing gets like 4 miles to a gallon. It's the most obnoxious vehicle ever built. It's got the Viper engine in it. Anyway, here's all I'm saying. Do we need as many? I'm trying. You know, when you hop in a new car, you got to get the presets on the radio going.
Mm-hmm.
Can't we just agree on one style of preset so we can all? You know, like here's what I'm saying. You get to the station you want. You hold the button down for a 3 count. Pow! It's preset. Now that's number one. You go. Is that one all right?
That's the one I like. Yeah.
Can we go with that one?
I'll vote for that.
Do I gotta find the goddamn button that says preset set and then hit that and then? Yeah. Is there certain things we could just kind of agree on?
By the way, the one that you need two hands for, not a good idea for the automobile. Just general principle.
This is three hands and a hip.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's all I'm saying. I just want to standardize certain things. I want us to decide what's the best way to do it is, and then that's it. Every car's preset exactly the same.
You're a simple guy.
I'm simpler than a simple man.
Yes. You can simplify the simple guy.
Yes, I'm diabolical in my simplicity.
You know what? My daughter tonight invented a new TV show called Genius or Retard.
Wow.
And basically, like, who invented 1 + 1 = 2? Genius or retard? and she goes, who invented genius or retard? Wow, this is genius.
They call it an orange.
Or retard.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
About 11 years old?
Yeah.
Genius.
Genius.
Possibly retard.
Possibly retarded.
We don't know.
But we'll find out on the show.
We're going to find out this
they
fall.
They brought B to Australia.
Genius or retard.
Yeah. Bloody good blood.
Come on. It's obvious.
Other thing I discovered in the car is I think GM is still about the only company where they decide there's that button you got to push in to get the keys out of the ignition.
Yes.
So, of course, you're fighting with them. What the hell? And then it's How's every other car company get along without pushing a button? If your keys fall out when you're driving?
Oh, constantly. Every time I turn a little harder.
The keys go flying across. Then you're crawling around the back seat while you're going 80
of course.
Down the freeway.
Who doesn't?
I got to push a button in to get the keys.
Just makes you want to catch a bus.
It really does. Or at least a buzz. Jordan, that's American for, you know, getting high.
Okay.
For booze, mate.
Yeah, I have booze.
Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so your girlfriend died of a mysterious disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you seem pretty broken up about it.
It kind of sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. And it's been a year.
Are you surprised that you'd be having trouble having another attachment?
I honestly, it didn't really faze me. Like, I didn't catch it, if you know what I mean. Like, I dated girls, and I thought that it was something wrong with myself. Like, I thought that, you know, they weren't the right person, you know, they were doing something I wasn't, like, enjoying, blah, blah, blah. And then as the dates kept going, I started realizing that it was more of, like, they're not who I was expecting them to be. Like, the relationship that I wanted, that I had, I wasn't getting.
Were you in love with your girlfriend when she died?
Well, to be honest, the weekend that she passed on, the day before Friday, we got into, like, a huge argument, and, like, I told her that, you know, I didn't want to be around her, that she was a bad influence on me, blah, 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 and she said that she still wanted to be in a relationship, but she wanted to make sure that I wanted to be in a relationship, and I stopped talking to her. And that weekend was the weekend that she died. And so, like, you know, that weekend I felt all bad that I was, you know, being the person that I was, and I actually wrote an apology letter and bought flowers and did the whole, like, I'm a stupid boyfriend makeup thing, and when I went looking for her at the college, like, no one knew where she was, and then someone handed me a flyer with her picture and, like, the date on it, and, like, what time we could see her body at the funeral home.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Great kickoff to the week.
Yeah. Well, that's why Drew and I, after each show, tell each other we love each other.
Yeah,
because
see?
You don't know.
Especially you're driving that Viper.
All right.
Boy, that is
Jordan
that is hard to track, isn't it?
It's a bad way to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I believe Jordan.
It's like talking to an 11-year-old.
But he doesn't seem... Yeah, Jordan seems like he And it's been a year. It doesn't seem like he's in denial. It just seems like emotionally he's like 11 or 12 years old. It's like talking to your kid, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's very intriguing. I know both of us keep thinking ourselves, we're expecting a bogus, you know, in a second, like some sort of punchline.
Jordan?
Yeah.
What do? You junior college?
I'm out of school right now. I tried a few classes.
At junior college?
I'm out of college.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm
junior college you're out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have some kind of asthma or something? Is that your phone?
That's my phone. I'm outside my house on my porch.
All right. You don't have a lung condition.
No, he's just blowing a butt.
All right.
Hey, Jordan, are you working now?
Yeah, I have a...
Or blowing a fag, as you guys would say. What's that?
I have a graveyard.
That's what they say. They say you got to go blow a couple fags.
Blow more than
one fag.
It's a big difference.
Blow a whole lot of fags. I mean, if you're out clubbing,
if there's a few of you,
I would go out clubbing. I would blow 20 or 30 fags.
If you were with your mates, yeah.
Yeah, my mates, yeah, they'd blow fags too.
If you went out with your mates, mate.
Yeah. Once in a while, I'd blow one. I'd bum and
you
blow
might a pack of fags.
A fag, that's right.
Or a bunch of fags, as you say here.
Right.
Strife.
All right. Jordan's not tracking. I'm not sure what his deal is.
One of the questions I had for him was, what was the girlfriend's perception of their relationship?
I'm done. Just look.
I have a million questions, though.
I got to blow a fag.
Okay, but listen. What was really the relationship, with the nature of the relationship? Why didn't he know that she had a terminal illness? Life was in danger? When she died, why didn't somebody call him and tell him?
All very valid questions that we'll never, ever have an answer to, Drew.
Anyway, here's the deal. He's having a delayed grief reaction that sounds pathological. Sort of.
Not really. It just sounds like he's dating some chicks he's not too into.
Yeah.
And by the way, my girlfriend died is a smooth opening line. I mean, it's going to get you.
It may be, as long as he isn't seeming...
Gets you just a little pity hand.
Provided he doesn't seem injured by it. If he seems disturbed, then it's out.
It's important to blame yourself for a little bit. But here's the mistake I made. Girlfriend died. It's good to say that. I blame myself. That's another good thing to say. But then don't keep going and say, I ran her over.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
You got to say blame yourself, and then she died of a disease.
Yeah,
if you then go, I blame myself because I backed over, they'll get upset.
Yeah,
yeah, they'll think that might happen to them.
Yes.
All right.
Ashley, 16.
Ashley?
Yeah? Hi.
What's happening?
My boyfriend won't have sex with me.
He doesn't want to have sex with you?
I don't think so. He's a virgin.
He's a virgin, and you've talked about this with him?
A little bit, yeah.
How old is he?
17.
Are you sure, this is the same question I had for Jordan, are you sure that if we talked to him, he would say that you are his girlfriend?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
I'm done. How old is this girl?
16.
Yeah.
17-year-old boyfriend.
All right, I'm putting her on hold.
You know what? I was reading, I wrote this book called Cracked, about sort of a memoir of my experience taking care of patients, and something I put a lot into. And I make myself nuts by reading the reviews on Amazon.com.
Oh, true.
Hang on a second. And some of the reviews, I want to reach through the computer screen and throttle the people that are, because it's such just aggressive nonsense. I would welcome good criticism. But
Drew, what's this have to do with Ashley?
The point is, when I complain about this, our good listeners come to my rescue and write these wonderful, wonderful notes. They really do. I felt it's more whining than complaining. I felt you about to take off after our listeners. So I just wanted to say thank you for all your kindness. I really do appreciate it. So go ahead now, Adam. Unleash.
I'm done with all of you tonight.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to talk about this car for the next hour and 40 minutes. And we're going to have a Living Dead music marathon. That's really where this night's going, because I've had an ask from everybody. We're going to go outside. We're going to blow some fags.
You were in a bad mood when you got here. What's the problem?
I don't know what it is, but
you were in a bad mood when you got here.
I'm talking to everybody tonight. It's like playing a handball against the drapes. I can't get anything going, and people aren't talking. They don't, They act like you called them and bothered them. Here's what it is. It's as if they're watching their favorite show and we called them. And they don't have TiVo.
But Crank Yankers is on, isn't it?
Oh my God, Crank Yankers is on tonight.
That's what's happening.
10:30, Comedy Central.
That must be what's happening.
You're right. They're watching my show.
Okay. You all right now?
All right. At least I have an answer. And I'm putting Ashley on hold. Who are we talking to?
Think about her attitude for a second?
Yeah.
Line 4.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to talk to her. Ashley?
Hi.
I want you to think about your attitude.
I have an attitude?
And I want you to think about why all car radio preset buttons aren't the same. Why there's got to be different menu for every car. Okay?
That'll solve it.
But mainly focus on your attitude.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I saw you on TV, Drew, on Super Millionaire, and you're just like how I pictured you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then I saw you, Adam, on The Man Show, and you look just like how I pictured you, too.
All right. Thank you.
Both major disappointments, by the way.
I listened to you for like a year.
Yeah.
The reason you're not having sex with your boyfriend is because you're picturing Adam and Drew.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
On what?
And you're not focusing on your attitude.
It's because I'm what?
All right.
Relax. It's all good, Ashley.
That's
it's all
it.
Good.
That's enough of this show.
I feel very paternalistic to our listeners tonight. Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because she saw you on TV?
No, because you're gonna go on the attack. I can feel it. It's all right. It's all right.
I just want them to all think about their
attitude. I think
attitude.
Just forget your boyfriend and go, you know, find someone else.
Yes.
How's that? That's probably not the correct answer, is it? But that's what we do in Australia.
Yeah.
<it's> no bad. Good? Move on.
I think good times needs to go to Australia because it really applies.
The term there. Good times?
Yeah.
They got enough of those.
Yeah, it really applies.
Move on, Ashley.
All right. Let's, Drew, you know what? You need to start thinking about your attitude, too.
Should I practice shutting up again?
I want you. All right. Let's work on that.
Okay.
All right. We were working last night. I was working with Drew where he was practicing shutting up on the air. Mm-hmm. And he got pretty good at it.
He's getting paid for it.
Let's try
it
again tonight. Same as me, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it. You ready? All right, now hold on. Don't distract him, boys. You ready? And go.
I'm gay.
Drew, totally be quiet. We can hear what you're thinking. Drew, don't shut your eyes. It's like you're falling asleep.
You're right. Well, it's
I know, but I need you to be lucid but quiet. All right. Because when I'm gonna I'm gonna be talking. I'm gonna need you paying attention to me.
Got it.
Not sleeping.
Got it.
All right, now let's practice some head nodding. Silent head nodding.
I'm good at that.
Yeah,
you know that.
Just nod. Okay, and now do a thing where like you raise one eyebrow, like hey, what? And then I understand. Yeah, yeah. And don't breathe through your nose. It makes too much nostril sound. All right, and now a silent laugh. Yeah, I heard some nostril sound, but it's like, but don't stop on the floor. I don't want to know you're here. I want to be able to see that you're enjoying what I'm saying. All right, eyes open again. I don't want you to think you're sleeping. All right, that's good. That's pretty good, Drew. Let's work on that for the next break.
Excellent.
All the way through.
Boy, boy.
There you go.
See people at home, can we explain what that looked like for me in here?
It looked like a pro, like this man's been doing radio for 20 years, right?
It looked like a puppet show. That's what it looked like.
The Living End is here tonight. We'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, the Living End, in here tonight. Chris Scott, Annie.
G'day, how are you?
All here. And we're going to hear something else off the...
That was our nostrils. Sorry about that.
We're going to hear something else off the Modern Artillery CD in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to, John from System of a Down, by the way, is listening, I'm going to call him during the next break. He's got an emergency.
They're a great band.
Great band. They're dear, dear friends of Loveline.
What's the matter?
And it's probably got something to do with porn.
Do you want me to call him?
No, it's got something to do with porn.
It's not a real emergency. It's
Andy,
a porn emergency.
Andy can help with that.
If he's calling for you...
It's an emergency.
Yeah, if he's calling for me, it's got something to do with Taboo 2.
Or 3 or 4. Okay.
Or 3 or 4.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give him a buzz during the next break. Melissa?
Hi.
You're 22?
Yeah.
All right, so the... just reading your question. What is your question?
Okay, I was with this guy, and it was just kind of like a one-night stand, and he had really long balls.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know if it's something that you're born with, because I've seen a lot of balls, and they weren't big.
Where do you see all your balls?
Was it warm at the time?
Excuse me?
Yeah, he'll do it.
He'll do it.
Yeah. Like, balls become, it's like a sap dripping down a tree.
What did you call them?
Long balls.
Long. What does
long
that
balls
mean?
I've
sounds like a sport.
Like kind of like
lawn balls.
Like
lawn balls. Balls.
Kind of like what?
Like mid-thigh.
Oh,
no.
Whoa.
It wasn't an elephant, was it?
That's a heavy sack. That's not a long ball. That's a heavy sack.
I think it was Santa Claus.
How many legs did he have?
Well, Adam couldn't measure up to somebody like that.
Not mid-thigh.
I wanted to know, like, if there was some type of surgery, because he had a really big penis, and I wanted to know if there was some type of surgery that would, like, cut something that would make your penis bigger and your balls longer or something.
Oh, man, if there was.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, yeah, so you
let
figured,
me in.
Yeah. Yeah,
fill me. No, sorry, fill me in. Not let me.
You figured he must have had this surgery.
Procedure, yeah.
Everything. Or is it from not wearing underwear? Is it really from, can it really be caused from heat?
No, that's
well,
this is just
a blowtorch to your sack. This is hang down
this
eventually.
Is his genetic makeup. Everything,
really?
He has obviously
so
a large.
Why he has long balls, too.
Well, his mother. Oh, no, it's on the dad's side. Okay. That's right.
Well, not necessarily.
But... All right, Melissa, what are you, you pre-med? What are you doing right now? In college?
I'm just curious about balls, that's all.
You're not going to, because I'm smelling some junior college here right now.
Oh, no, I go to art school.
Ah, it's just really junior college for drug addicts.
No, I don't do drugs. I never went to junior college, sorry.
All right, but let me tell you something about that art school. I don't know what you're studying, but that modern stuff all sucks. You guys got to learn to paint
for it. It's not modern, but it definitely sucks.
All right.
Well, you can sketch yourself a book of long balls.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, still life of long balls.
I think so.
Okay.
Take a bunch of long balls, put them in a bowl, put them on the table, put some fruit around them, sketch them up.
And here we go. Moving right along.
Yeah.
Enough of the small talk.
Yeah. I got that long ball thing, too, but yeah, it's mainly because my penis is small and it's relative.
Yeah.
That's the long and short
of it. Back in Australia,
the long and the short
the
of it.
Kangaroos have long balls, too.
Oh, they do?
But one always hangs lower than the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of, you know, when they bounce.
That's what causes it?
Yeah. Fuck.
It seems like their feet hit at the same time. Whenever I've only seen kangaroos in cartoons. Right. We don't really have
them. We say them every day in our country.
And he's talking about disabled ones.
Do they all have boxing gloves? Do all the kangaroos have boxing gloves?
Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. I think that may have been the S word again.
Oh.
Laura?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's happening?
Well, first of all, Dr. Drew, I loved your book. And Adam, I think you're the king of analogies, so.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Which allergy?
My question is, I am on a seizure medication right now, and I just actually switched to a new neurologist, and he's switching me to Carbitrol, and, I was reading online, and it said that, Carbitrol, if you're on any sort of birth control, will no longer be effective.
Gabitril?
Carbitrol.
What's that, Drew?
So it must be a new one.
Drew, no
is it? Is it?
It's in the form of, the Tegretol. I was on Trileptal.
Right. Okay, and Trileptal is oxcarbazepine.
Sure. You real doctor, just a love doctor.
Okay, so it's another carbamazepine, basically, which is what Tegretol is.
So. I think.
Okay, and those people take all the time and are on birth control pills, though any medicine certainly can affect the efficacy of a birth control pill. This is a new seizure medicine that I've never used, so I wouldn't be a good person to ask about this.
Okay.
It said what you looked for online that specifically it interferes with the effectiveness of birth control?
Well, I don't know, it was just saying the side effects, and it just said caution to women, if you're on birth control, it will not be effective, while taking this medication.
Or did it say use a secondary means of contraception?
Yeah, but when I was on Trileptal, I talked to my gynecologist, and she was well, don't worry, it doesn't affect the devil shot.
Right. Well, listen, if you're nailing a chick, you should hope she has a seizure in the middle of the sex,
That'd
what I mean?
That'd be good, huh?
Yeah,
how
good that would feel.
She let slip in there. She's on the depo shot, and that again, I can't see where that's going to be affected by these particular medicines. But I that's a new seizure medicine I've never used.
My policy is extra $20 if you have a seizure during the intercourse.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right,
that's fair enough.
We're going to take a little break. Living End is here tonight. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Well, The Living End is here tonight. We're going to hear something off of the new CD, Modern Artillery.
My questions are going to my PECA.
Spoke to John from System of a Down. Surprise, surprise. It was a porn-related call. Got the whole Swedish Erotica series is coming out on DVD.
What is that?
It's, well, what do you think it is, Drew?
But I mean, is it
it's good vintage 80s porn.
But it's about, is it from Sweden, or is it the name of a series?
Porn is from Sweden, like hand lotion is from Norwegian fishermen.
Right, right.
It's
right,
really
right.
Made in China, right. You know what I mean?
Made in Northridge.
Yeah, that's
no
right.
What, yeah.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, got it.
No, I'm talking about the hand lotion.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Which does go nicely with the porn. I just mean, I think everyone likes to. You put Sweden and porn together, you get good imagery.
You get a sauna.
You get a sauna. You think
so
about
I
it.
I find
so
it what? So.
Get a sauna.
So intriguing that you're drawn to that 80s vintage stuff because mm-hmm. That's what imprinted in your brain.
Oh, I'm as towy as a Roman sandal.
No, yeah. But that's what your idea of woman and porn and sex is. It just stuck. It's in your head.
I think it's incredible you're calling 80s vintage.
Yeah.
But it's true, isn't it?
Hey, man, it's 20 years old.
It certainly is.
And 20 years old is coming on the middle of the 80s. Ooh, boy.
Yeah,
all right, God. Listen, okay. We're getting old. Let's face it.
That's moving cool. Right along.
That's cool. Gracefully.
Yes. All right, speaking of moving forward, Rick?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I had a pretty serious motorcycle accident mm-hmm. about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, you know, I've had multiple surgeries. Ever since then, it seems like I have a lot of animosity toward my girlfriend because it almost seems like she takes the trivial things like walking and stuff like that for granted, whereas I do it with pain.
Right. Mm-hmm. Couple right. questions. Was there a head injury associated with this?
No head injuries, no back injuries. The extent of it was...
Are you strung out on pain medicine now?
No.
Okay.
No. Why not, by the way? Shouldn't you be strung out on pain medication?
Well...
I would be.
The pain medication just... It made me feel almost like I was there, but I wasn't there. Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. No. Yeah, yeah.
All right. He's no addict.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah.
I was just checking to see what the girlfriend's issues are. You know,
Is your girlfriend... Is she doing like the river dance in front of you while you're struggling to get off the sofa?
Or is she just
getting up to go to the refrigerator?
Or is she resentful that you can't keep up with her kind of thing?
Well, it's not so much that she's resentful. You know, she just takes for granted that, like, there are days that I hurt bad enough I don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, but she doesn't understand the fact that I hurt that bad and she wants to get up and, you know, go run around town and do whatever.
How old is she?
She's 24.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. If she's getting up and running around town and making you feel bad because she's able to do that, that's your problem. But if she's saying to you, get up, come on, don't be lazy, you should be coming with me when you have a couple of steel plates in your hip, then that's her problem.
And at 24, she may not be up for a relationship where she has to take care of somebody.
Right.
Yeah. It may just not be in the cards for her.
So, but which is it? Is it her not being sympathetic to your thing, or is it you just feeling almost jealous of her mobility?
No, it's, you know, she's the one that she wants me to get up and just go run around town and do
things right.
with
her. Okay, so you've explained to her that you've had multiple surgeries on your legs and you're unable to do that. And what is her answer to that?
She doesn't understand that I'm still on crutches and I have an external fixator down my left leg. You know, stuff like that.
Well, what do you mean she doesn't understand it? She can see that it's there. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's like when she wants me to get up and us go do whatever around town that she thinks I ought to be able to just, you know, get up at the spur of the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, we get. All right. Hold on. All right. Really? No head trauma? No head trauma. Wow. Seems like everyone who's called tonight's had some form of head trauma. Yeah, we understand. She wants you to get move around. She doesn't see the clutches or what's the external fixator?
It's those big. It's where the pins go from the outside.
You know, oh, really?
Big metal bar around the top.
It seemed like it would do a fair amount of convincing to most people. Seeing that halo around your knee with all the pins going into it. Yeah. All right.
Do you, Rick? Do you have a non-union distal tibial fracture or something?
Yes.
Okay.
So are you a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah, right.
All right, how about you break up with her?
Okay.
All right. That's good enough.
But I want to know what he wants from us. I
don't care.
Curious.
I'm done.
Rick, what?
This is like he's calling from Arkansas. Obviously, he's in no condition to kick my ass. I'm done with him. Hey, let's just break. Look, you're walking around. You got splints. You got bandages. You got screws. You got plates. You got pins. You're on crutches. She doesn't understand.
Well, now that she's being completely non-empathic about it, and that's called empathic failure. And she may not be capable.
She's
of being
24.
Yeah.
She wants to go out and.
And that's unfortunate, but it may not be the right time for this relationship.
You know what I don't like about living in L.A.? I can never say go to town.
I think you should just kick her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he's not capable.
With his good foot.
But here's the thing. It's like, I want you to get out of here and keep walking and don't look back. Could you throw a TV dinner in the microwave real quick and bring my Gatorade from the kitchen before? Like, I'd have just a quick punch list of things I needed her to pick up before she actually then
left. Well, then you
left.
Ask after.
I think 24 is old enough to be sympathetic, though.
Can he still get his leg over? Yeah.
But maybe not to be sort of up for a relationship where she's responsible.
Well, on a show where there's 13-year-olds that are, you know, sort of...
And maybe this relationship...
I think 24 is old age.
I'm sure she's got a side to this story, too, that Rick is exactly...
Of course, and maybe this relationship is just dead anyway.
It may have ran its course.
Yeah.
She could hear her on the phone.
It'd be nice, but she's in town, dancing.
River dancing.
She's dancing a jig in town. Cookie?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, let's see. I'm recently single, and I've been talking to an ex who I've kept in touch with for the last 2 years that we've been broken up. And
I just imagine.
He always, says, you know, you were always the best, and I believe him.
Right.
He could be lying.
He could
be. I'm pretty sure he's slept with a lot of people, or at least a few in the time that we've been broken up. But the thing is, he was the best, too.
Mm-hmm. So you're both the best.
I guess.
You both were the best.
You don't sound like the best.
Well, I feel like kind of like a has-been. You know?
I imagine Cookie is sort of pouring coffee at a diner. Do you know what's the name of that famous diner in St. Paul?
Mickey's.
I imagine Cookie working at Mickey's.
Cookie working at Mickey's.
Yeah, couldn't you see that?
What do you do, Cookie?
Currently awaiting acceptance for school.
But while you're waiting, what are you doing?
Hanging out and taking care of family stuff, helping my parents out a lot.
All right. And you want to get back with this old boyfriend who doesn't sound like he's very serious about you. Is that accurate?
Well, I think he is, because we did spend some time together before.
Why did you guys quiet down? Why did you guys break up?
Because he wanted to move out of state and I didn't.
Okay.
And he did go, but then he came back here. And he waited like half a year for me to break up with the person I was with, and it didn't happen. Hmm. So just as he leaves, we break up.
So you guys only broke up because he wanted to move out of state?
Yeah.
No. Come on, Cookie.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Well, that, and he was effing your sister and mom?
No.
No,
your best friend, just oral.
He wasn't that lucky. No, he wanted
lucky
to move
and Cookie.
To South Dakota, and I'm like...
Cookie's accent would have been right in
Yeah,
there.
You would have fit right in.
I don't think so.
Hey, Cookie, are you drunk now?
No.
You seem like you've seen a lot in your short 20 years on this planet.
Very observant.
Not like, really like observant, more like, you know, you saw your dad drink himself to death or something, that kind of stuff. Not like your head's on a swivel.
Okay.
Anything, have you seen tragedy?
Speaking of tragedy, this past Saturday I went to visit a friend in St. Paul, and on 94 West, the highway that connects Minneapolis and St. Paul, two cars exploded in front of me.
Bang, bang.
Well, there's tragedy.
The friend that I was with, he's like, oh, my, you know, and I look up and, like, this car smashes into the back of a truck and instant flames, and there's Cookie jumping out of the car like Daredevil or something and running towards the truck to try to help the guy.
What happened?
The guy in the truck, his door wouldn't open.
Bloody Nora. He kicked
his window out, and I ran towards him, and he was in shock because he just laid there. And I grabbed him by his arms and helped him, like, safely to the side of the highway. And then I was directed in traffic, like, for the cars to stop and back up.
Rhonda.
Cookie on the spot.
Cookie's a smart cookie.
That's right.
That's a big story, isn't it?
Hey, all right, but before Saturday, any...
That's good, even.
Your parents alive? Everything good there?
Yeah.
No sexual
My mother
abuse,
and biological physical? Father are not together, but my mother's married, and my parents are awesome.
All right, all right. So nothing, no big tragedies. No one's an alcoholic or anything.
My mom is a recovering alcoholic.
You think you have the gene too?
Chemical dependency counselor. After she quit drinking, she went into chemical dependency and social work.
We're at Hazleton?
She worked in a few places in Minneapolis.
Hazleton's a big
one. All right. Well, when did she stop drinking? How old were you?
I'm writing a chapter for a book for Hazleton.
I'd say I was 13, about 12 or 13. Because
that's old.
Quit drinking in 95.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah, she's very recovered. Do you think you have the gene, Cookie?
No.
Yeah, she's got the gene. Of course she's got the gene. Or running, she would have jumped out of the car and ran toward the burning truck.
That's exactly right.
That's an alcoholic there.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what the gene is. The non-alcoholic, like, I just start masturbating and crying when I see tragedy.
That is exactly right.
Instinct. Just wear some lube. Give me some lotion. I'm going to need Kleenex for tears and other things.
Cookie's got the gene. I absolutely agree with you.
You jumping out of the car before it stops and running toward the burning truck.
That is a classic alcohol maneuver.
Yeah, because the alcoholic gene is the Viking gene.
It's the thrill gene. They are completely at their best in extreme circumstances. And so, like in war and stuff, they do much better than the rest of us. They survive.
Right.
The rest of us get a spear in the back or something.
Well,
masturbate.
My ancestors were all crying and masturbating when they would run through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to defend yourself when you're wiping tears and you know, beating yourself. It's just hard to defend. It's not a great posture for a sword fight.
It's not important.
Sword fight.
It's not great. I mean, later it moved on. It moved into arrows, and then all the Corollas died that way.
So for Cookie, let's give her a blessing. Go ahead, back to ex-boyfriend.
I mean, that's the way it crumbles, Cookie.
Yes,
we'd say go back to ex-boyfriend. Based on everything she's told us, we can't see any reason not to go back. Even though it's kind of spurious situation.
Go back. All right. Go back. That's right.
Is it chip off the L block, Cookie?
Go back.
Quickly
go to the call before the band makes some more quips about that.
No.
We're just getting warmed up.
let me explain what went on with the band. They had the... now we'll see. What was the first one? Cookie looked like Cookie Crumbles.
Yeah.
Smart Cookie.
Yeah. They peaked right there.
Yeah, that's where they peaked. It's like first time at the plate, triple off the wall, stand-up triple. But then the next, they just had to leg out fielder's choice.
It's the yeast we could do.
You're still on base. Yeast. Now I'm pulling him. The skipper's coming out. He's waving to the
bullpen. That's Australian humor right there.
Jessica?
No. Okay.
Hi.
You're 19?
Yeah.
That's Australian for funny. Go ahead. you're 19.
Australian for legal.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up, Jessica?
Hi. Okay, I'm having a little bit of a problem. I've been on a depression medication, Effexor, for the past year. And since then, I'm not feeling, I'm not able to get aroused. My orgasms, aren't very good anymore.
Well, we're staying at the...
That's the medication. That's really a typical thing. Prozac and Zoloft are probably the most notorious for doing this, but Effexor for many people can shut you down pretty good.
Yeah.
And many women, the fact that you can have orgasm is sort of above average as it pertains to being shut down by these medications.
Mm.
Very often when women have this sort of experience from the antidepressant medicines, sex seems like weird and like, why would people do that? They have no arousal.
Yeah.
So you have some arousal, you have unsatisfying orgasms, that's all the effects, or it will go away and go back to normal if you get off the medicine. There are at least three alternatives, Remeron, Cerazone, and Wellbutrin. do not cause sexual dysfunction like this.
And is there anything else? But good times.
Right. Other than those three?
And anything else I could take on top of it to
on top of it.
You know.
On top of the effects, sir?
Yeah.
Switched or the Wellbutrin.
No, you actually, some people.
You take that on top?
You can take it on top. And there's actually
I'll take it on top.
There's actually something called cyproheptadine that has been suggested for use on top of things like Effexor. But Wellbutrin is usually what they would add. And some psychiatrists are trying Viagra. The interesting thing about Viagra, they just abandoned the research on women with Viagra because.
They all F themselves to death.
No.
That's what I heard.
Themselves. It was on the stick shift of your buddy.
Yeah.
No.
Don't happen with spandex.
Here's the reason they abandoned the research. They abandoned the research because repeatedly, no matter how they studied this, they discovered that they had no trouble creating the physical manifestations of arousal in women, meaning they could get the blood supply up, the clitoral engorgement, the lubrication.
Sure.
But they discovered in women there was a complete disconnect between arousal and desire. In men, they're the same. You get aroused, you're desire. That's it. You're game on.
So, as a guy, you get a boner.
You're thinking, go.
You want to do it?
No. Total disconnect.
Women could have an engorged clitoris.
Ready to roll.
And
no
not,
desire.
Not be thinking.
No desire.
Naughty thoughts.
Women are complex.
Wow. So, what do they do with it?
They abandon the research because it clearly.
No, what do they do with the engorged clitoris?
They wait for it to go down.
Really? You got to stand on your head.
I knew a girl that could wear jeans and get herself off walking down the street.
Yeah, there are
true?
Those out there. Really? Oh, yeah.
Hello.
But so this girl's depressed because she's not getting aroused because she's on antidepressants.
Well, it's actually a viable point is that in relationships are important when you're depressed, and if you're screwing with them or not.
All right, well, wait a minute. I want to get back to the Viagra stuff.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
So they were able to arouse women, but no connection between
arousal and desire.
Right. So then, what did the arousal feel like to them? Is it just feel like your
face flushed or something? Yeah.
Just a physical sensation.
Yeah.
But didn't really remind you of anything.
Yeah. No. Well.
That's bad times.
It's damn shame.
This is. I'm
What's the matter, Drew?
I seem to be doing these interviews lately.
You're a man of great passion. I know. I know this bothers you.
I seem to be doing
what?
These interviews lately with women's magazines and things where I'm trying to convince them. I can't believe I'm getting into these discussions that men and women are different.
Right.
And it makes me insane.
Yeah.
They are different.
I was talking to Oprah's magazine today, and I said, look, I gave the pizza analogy.
You're talking to Oprah's magazine.
Yeah. They want to do something
on sex. Big news flash, by the way. Guess who's going to be on the cover of next month's Oprah?
Oprah.
Oh,
good.
Wow, that would make it 170 issues in a row.
Out of?
Wow.
I thought we were going to be on the next cover of Oprah.
Yeah.
But I gave them the pizza analogy, and I attributed it to you. That for men, sex is all good. It's all pizza. You don't have to worry about your technique, ladies. Relax.
Right.
It's just,
some pizza better than others.
Some pizza better, but it's all.
But we're going to eat whatever's delivered.
It's all pizza. It's all good.
Right.
And the editors went unacceptable. No, it's not true. It's not true. I refuse to accept that.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know why. By the way, why do women want to become men or want to have? I mean, what's wrong with the differences between women and men? We should celebrate these things.
Yes, we should empower them.
I don't understand what the thing is like. They should be entering in the combat zones and fighting right along with the guys. They should be doing this. Look, we don't want to do the crap you do. But we want to breastfeed or crap out a kid or watch your crappy shows or talk to Oprah magazine? Oh, wait a minute, Drew.
That's me.
Oh.
I just crapped a kid out, too.
That's right. All right, here's the point. Don't do what we do. We won't do what you do, and that'll be great. Because if we become the same, eventually we're not going to want to F you.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? We'll do that. We'll F each other if we want that.
Man will kill herself.
That's right. All right, let's take a break.
I got to pee. Let's go.
All right. See? But I tried
the kid out.
I think
try standing
he's
this time.
Sitting down or standing
stay
down?
Stay where I pee?
Have you got a cue?
How do I do that?
I'll show you how to do it. I'll hold you from behind.
Right.
First I'll blow a fag, then I'm going to come in and do it. And nicotine. I'm talking about you guys
going
back. That
sounds like three good times.
Yeah, but this is a completely different conversation.
We're going to hear a song when we get back to it.
Yes. All right, from The Living End, after this. Everybody, It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. The Living End is here tonight. We're going to hear another song off Modern Artillery.
Hello. CD.
Out is... I love that. Hello.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
How you going?
What's going on then, eh?
No, having a good time, eh?
Yes, Drew.
No worries.
Is this white?
I got the CD here. We're going to hear something off it, Drew.
Okay. Want to do it right now?
No. You know what we should practice now?
not talking?
Yeah, let's practice not talking.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
No, you're good. Well...
I have to be reminded to initiate.
Okay, this is not a great example. You're not talking. Okay. Now, again, I say something funny... I say something funny. That's right. A little less nostril noise, but a knowing and laughing. And I say something interesting. What would that look be like? Uh-huh. And now I say something provocative. I say some provocative. What would that look like? Uh-huh. Now, what about something that starts off as, hey, I'm not sure where this guy's going, but then has a great payday? So that would be like, huh? What? Yes, right.
At first, I didn't know. Camera. This has got to be on the web, not radio.
No, this is good radio for Drew. This is good. This is better than talk.
This is a great way to cover up Dr. Drew going off to the bathroom. That's really well done.
He's not even in the room.
What's he doing?
Really well done.
He's been in there a long time.
All right. So again, Drew. Now I say something controversial. No, I don't know. That didn't seem to be the right look. Controversy. Show me controversy. Drew, you holding your breath. It's not controversy. Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, but now it's gave you some food for thought. Really, I've opened some new thought processes for you. Yeah. Okay. Good. That's good. All right. Let's try that. Let's try that on this call. You ready? Good. Good with the nod. See, that was a trick because he could have said yes or Roger. Or something
it's
like that.
Adaptation.
It's a puppet show.
Maria?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got a question about sex?
Yes, I'm so glad to talk to y'all because it's the only doctor I've ever talked to who ever knew anything about.
Well, he's nodding feverishly.
Okay, about 2.5 years ago, I had a pretty rough time in my life and I was taking Zoloft.
All right, let me explain. Drew has one eyebrow slightly higher than the other right now. All right,
okay.
But he's listening. He's scratching his chin.
Okay, I took Zoloft for a period of about 5 months, and I really didn't like the way that it was making me feel, so I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never had any problem with, like, arousal and things before. Mm-hmm. But now, 2.5 years later, I've been in this relationship for a year, and during the entire time of this, and I'm talking like we have tried everything, mm-hmm. I have plenty of desire and no sexual arousal.
Okay, hold on. Drew just did that thing where he whipped his glasses off, and now he's nibbling on one of the arm ends. That means he's thinking, yeah. Do that one, Drew. Nibble. Nibble. Yeah, fold the other arm in when you nibble, though. Well, not both of them, you idiot. Just fold the... Hold on. God damn it. Fold the one arm in.
Yeah, that's it. That's
there
it.
There you go. Now he's
that's it. That's it.
That means he's thinking.
That's a good nibble.
That's a great nibble.
He's got a good nibble.
I've
got
to speak to him.
Oh. He's got a good nibble.
Come on, let me speak
to him. Yeah, you're on such a roll.
I know. I can't do anything right or good.
All right.
But, Maria, are you on birth control?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How long have you been on the birth control?
I've been on birth control for about 2 years now.
Could that be what's causing the problem?
I asked my doctor, and I really don't think that he knows what he's talking about. But
Maria, it commonly does. Which birth control pill are you on?
Trinorenil or something
like that. Yeah, trinorenil and the triphasic pills usually actually help sexual desire, but some women, it shuts them down.
Well, I have really desire, but no arousal.
By no arousal, do you mean dryness?
Dry, there's no throbbing, engorgement.
And this is interesting. This is a job for Viagra now, because that's what we were just talking about, how Viagra will cause arousal. What's that?
Can they prescribe it for me? Because
if your doctor is inclined, in fact, it has been shown now that Viagra will do nothing for your arousal, for your desire, but can give you arousal.
Engorgement.
But more importantly,
win-win.
It sounds to me like you should be on a different birth control pill. Did you ever, now a couple of the questions. Did you ever do much of ecstasy?
No, I've never tried that.
No drugs.
Well, there's your problem.
Good girl.
That's a good girl.
The only thing I ever do is pot, and I had these problems before that I started.
Little heroin. Are you smoking pot regularly? Because it will catch up with you.
And you're about using your mouth, right? You're not doing it vaginally.
No, it's not.
No. That will, yeah, because that will cause dryness.
Oh, man. You get cotton, they call it cotton coos. You ever see a chicken?
I think it's clinically called fairy lips.
Yeah. You see a chick snap a bong load that way just using the vagina, Drew?
I can't say I have, but I've
been. Oh, man.
Often.
I want to say that.
Oh, man. It's great.
Andy's come all this way. That's all he wants to say. He's come a long way. That's all he wants to say.
I'm in Hollywood. Come on.
Working the carb with their toe.
Do you think Jim Rhodes' wife could do that?
That's probably good. Yeah. That's awesome. And depending on the chick, you either want to go before or after. But it's really yeah, dependent because here it can again. Really it's quite it varies.
Well, you can get a buzz off seconds.
Yeah.
So predominant, and I imagine Maria is not on a birth on an antidepressant medicine right now, and it doesn't sound like she's depressed. So really, the culprit very much sounds like a biological event, and the highest probability of the culprit would be the birth control pill.
All right. I'll tell you, that would be great on the internet, that vaginal bong load, if they could work that out. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
You mean a movie of it or something? Or?
Yeah, just one of those internet
things. One of those joke things you pass around?
That's no joke, Drew. This is pretty serious business.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good times.
Let's
hear a song, shall we?
And then it gets to munchies. And that's when it gets good. Going through a whole box of Triscuits and... Slim Jims. Be awesome.
Slim Jims. We don't have Triscuits.
Yeah, what do you guys got over there?
We've got the crunchy.
We got the munchies.
We've got the crunchy for the munchies.
The mint slice.
The mint slice and the Mars bar.
The Mars bar.
Yeah. The Mars bar.
We even have deep fried Mars bars over
there. No, anal.
Do you guys have the cherry ripe?
No, what's the cherry ripe?
What's that?
That's chocolate coated cherries.
Yeah,
it's kind of long and
thin.
Called
cherry cordials.
Yeah, the good. They get a little rum in there too.
Yeah, that's the duck's nuts.
We don't have duck's nuts.
No, we got bees knees, but yes, we don't have duck's
that's
nuts.
Exactly
the cat's
right.
pajamas.
We have cat's pajamas, bees knees, but not duck's good. Nuts.
Well, we do cats. Now. All right, let's hear a song from the Living End, shall we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want us to sing for you?
Well. It's been recorded in the studio, and it's called Short Notice.
Oh, there you go.
Short Notice.
Truth.
that is, The Living End. I like that song. Reminds me of my youth.
Yeah. Maybe?
Yeah. But,
short notice, yeah.
No, I don't mean the theme. I just mean the the tempo. You know what I mean? So, yeah, back, you know, I'm an old guy. I like those old Pretenders and Elvis Costello. And
hey, now you're talking.
Old Joe Jackson.
Shabam.
That's nice. I saw Joe Jackson last summer in L.A.
Oh, he did?
Shabam. Yeah.
He do some of that old stuff?
It was all old stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. You guys got to get Look Sharp and I'm the Man and all that good old that good stuff. All right. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Rain.
Who's been thinking about her attitude, I believe.
Rain, I spoke to. She's on hold for 118 minutes. I spoke to her about 111 minutes ago, and then I forgot about her. Rain?
Whoops, you pushed one.
I pushed the wrong button. Rain?
Yeah.
All right, so your attitude's good?
No, that wasn't me. That was Ashley.
Oh, she's right.
Yeah, good memory.
I listen very carefully because she might know that you are on Super Millionaire, but she doesn't know the question and the answer.
Ooh, Drew was on Super Millionaire, everybody.
That's right.
And you were on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, I was.
What did he say about that?
He seemed
what's
okay.
up, Rain?
Huh? All right, what's up, baby doll? Thanks for telling Drew and I where we've both been.
what's up, baby doll?
No problem. Love the show. Absolutely love it.
Thank you. Love your attitude.
How old are you, Rain?
14.
Wow. You're very mature sounding 14.
I reckon.
I've been homeschooled since third grade, so, yeah.
Ooh. That's a blessing and a curse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How come you were homeschooled?
Well, I was getting my ass kicked every day.
Really?
Pretty
much. Why?
Well, I mean, I'm black, but I talk like a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to different music. You know, most people are listening, you know, hip-hop. I'm listening to Linkin Park and AFI and stuff like that.
And so your peers were kicking your ass because of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, I have really long hair. I talk different. I don't fight back.
Well, who was were black students mad at you or white students?
Yeah, black students.
Yeah, white students are fine with that.
Completely black school except for one boy.
Oh, all right. So that's an interesting thing because amongst the black population, if you don't act quote black, are you looking as like a sellout? Uncle Tom?
I don't know. I'd never really gotten to.
But you didn't.
Yeah, we were little kids. We were like, you know.
Say third grade is
third grade.
Yeah,
but a third.
Actually,
hold
when
on
I was
a second.
Eight, I had
I'm not racist, but blacks mature much faster. That's not a bad thing. Third grade black is like a 26 year old in white.
I see. Thank you for educating us.
Yeah, but. And like 19 in Mexican. Asian. It's hard to tell. I got to work that out. I got to grab my chart. I got a laminate. I keep my wallet. Worked out. But no, there's 10 year old black boys who'd kick your ass and get you pregnant. In the same move, by the way.
I just want to know quickly, in a number, how do you rate Aussies on that?
Aussies?
On what? In terms of maturity?
Yeah, no, a 13-year-old black person is like a 26-year-old.
Oh, I see. Here's the thing. the whiter you are, the further away you are from that age. No, the younger. Yeah, here's what I'm saying.
Slower you.
Yeah, you show me a 15-year-old white kid and a 15-year-old black kid and a 15-year-old Australia kid. The white kid's going to be the youngest. You know what I mean?
One of the theories is that puberty is brought on early because of stress.
Oh, really? Mm. So it's the tough neighborhood,
like
tough childhood.
Romanian orphans and things, when they came over here, they started having puberty at 10 and 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hair has grown from all over the spots.
Wow.
Rain?
Uh-huh. History. Tough history.
So anyway, you're getting your ass kicked at the black school, and your parents pulled you out and did the homeschooling.
Yeah, which is most of the reasons that I have so many problems that I do now.
She's a homie.
Yeah, okay. But...
Let me run down the problems. I listen a lot. Yes, I was molested. Yes, my father is gone.
Who molested you?
My godbrother, my older godbrother.
How old was he at the time?
He was 13. I was 8.
Wow.
Yeah. Not what you're looking for out of a godbrother.
Because, it's kind of like almost...
Really, the godfather should have been the one.
It's more goddad duty. Yeah.
No, the godfather was earlier on.
Okay.
What?
The godfather?
It's a weird thing, because, my mom's, metaphysical and everything, and, you have these meetings here, and,
Uh-oh. All
right. It was literally two rooms away.
All right, so Rain, let me explain what. Sorry, by the way, but here's the deal: you're very smart.
Thank you.
You just have a very screwed up parents, and you grew up in a screwed up environment.
Oh yeah.
Now here's the problem. Unfortunately, smart doesn't make you sane or happy or rich. As I learned for the first 30 years of my life. It really doesn't do that much for you other than realize you should be further along than what you are. But it does kind of give you the ability to find help and seek help. And Rain, that's what you need to do. So it's like, that's a weird thing. I want to talk about this for a second. Smart doesn't equate, doesn't equal happy.
Or healthy, no.
Or healthy or anything.
No.
I mean, it really, the smarter the person is, the more tortured they seem to be.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because the more they're aware of what they're wrong.
Yeah.
Bundy was a brilliant guy.
Who?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy? Genius. Right. Yeah. Genius. But what?
War
were you saying? He was a bad guy, too?
And bad guy.
Bad guy. Yeah, he was tortured. Yeah. Well, at least he tortured other people.
But the point is that him being smart didn't help him from his pathology. And Rain is suffering from stuff. And she didn't even get to her question, by the way.
What was her question? Rain?
Yeah, I actually kind of had a question.
What was it?
Well, she's now a little, I don't know how the situation is right now, because I cheated on my girlfriend past week with her best friend.
Oh, you're lesbian?
Yeah.
All right.
Another screwed up thing.
Yeah. Well, you got molested.
Not necessarily.
Well, that doesn't mean,
cool.
Okay. But,
thank you, Rain.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They have a shortage of lesbians in Australia, by the way.
We've got three.
Yeah. Times are so desperate.
We need one more.
Times are so lean over there, they have to have guys tuck their junk between their legs and put wigs on.
Chuck
and go at it at like bachelor parties and stuff. That's all they got. It's tough. It's like prison.
The question is,
yeah.
I don't know if she's like schizophrenic, but
you go to Australia, make some money.
My question actually was, because she was a virgin. I took her virginity.
Yeah.
She's a 17-year-old girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever she is.
Yeah.
And I had done it 2 times, and she'd done it once, and every time she would bleed.
Yeah.
The first time or anything.
Were you putting something inside of her?
Just fingers.
Just a crucifix. All right.
Well, look, here's the deal.
That could happen.
Yeah, perhaps you ruptured a hymen. Why would it happen repeatedly? Some women's sexual arousal and certainly penetration can cause a little bleeding, particularly as your period approaches. Not uncommon.
Rain, her parents should be arrested if they could find her dad, her stupid metaphysical mom with the rain and the whole thing. All right, so listen, Rain. You're smart, but you're deeply troubled. It's not your fault. It's your environment. But you got to seek some help.
I'm going to recommend a book.
Please stop acting out.
Healing Trauma, Daniel Siegel. Healing Trauma, and that will give you a frame of reference for what it is you need.
All right.
And it's good that she's listening to stuff that all other people aren't.
That's right.
Do your own thing. That's good.
True. You go to Australia, make some good lesbian money.
I will. With the tuck action?
Well, I'm too hairy to get away with the tuck.
Yeah,
you're smooth.
Yeah.
You get that tuck going, you could pull it off.
Yeah. Dr. Tuck.
You won't pull it off if you got it tucked.
Yeah, that's the point. But it's happened to a couple friends of mine. If they find out, they'll kill you.
Okay,
so be very careful. Use duct tape.
Crazy Aussies, jeez.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, the Living End, here tonight. You guys been putting away the beer pretty steadily, but you've maintained your composure.
Composure?
Oh, it's been a bloody tops night, mate.
Yeah.
Tops.
Hang on, I just fell over. What was that?
Tops is good. I was complimenting you on your composure.
Oh, yeah.
You said your composure was bloody tops.
Thank you. We compose good songs.
We will... Yeah, I give that a good sing. I get two.
Yeah.
No, I mean a double.
Double, yeah.
Double. Not a two out of 10.
Okay.
The band, by the way, in USA Today, 3.5 out of 4 stars. 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good for over here, is it?
It is.
Hello? Now
you're talking to guys -7 stars. I'm down 7.
Yep.
I put out a 3.5-star album. Well, I'm still -3.5 stars. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're just impressed that we fall in the above -6-star kind of.
Yeah.
You're almost batting perfect.
You're half a star away from perfect.
Yeah. We'd like to thank USA Today.
Yeah. I was like I said, did you see it? Did you see the...
I did see it actually today.
Yeah. They said good things, right?
They did. They said very nice things.
There you go. Nick?
Yes.
And I asked the guy from the newsagent if he had it, and he said yes.
What's up, Nick?
And that's by the way, that's USA Today. It's all over.
Why is
that's read by
Nick?
Stupid people all around
Genius
the country.
Retard.
Yeah.
You guys rock.
Oh, what's happening, Nick?
Thank you, Nick.
Not too much. just having a problem being able to masturbate.
Mm-hmm. Right now?
You got a hand?
Well, what's I have to be watching.
You got a willy?
Hardcore porn. Yeah, I got a willy.
What do you mean hardcore?
You're all right, then.
What do you mean hardcore porn?
Just the unbridled.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, what does that mean to him? What is that?
Vice channel type stuff.
But it's not something you feel ashamed, you know what I mean? That's
you feel badly?
It's disturbing about.
Well, no, I don't feel badly. It's just...
Hardcore porn, what are we talking, boobs and bums, or...?
We're talking, you know, good hardcore action. Girl
hardcore action.
Have you got some memories of a really good shag?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right, but he doesn't need memories.
Why doesn't that one go straight to the wank bank then?
But, well, first of all, you sound depressed. Is that just because it's late at night, or are you actually depressed?
Depressed, yeah.
Yeah.
Depressed.
And are you using sex as a way of trying to manage your depression?
No, I'm probably using the drugs more for that.
What drugs?
I smoke pot a lot.
All right.
But also, like, coke.
All right, so you're drugs.
There's your flaccid.
There you go. He's depressed. That's
depressed,
what he is.
You're strung out. Why don't we deal with that? That's more the issue than...
This.
I mean, the fact that you're feeling guilty about something that's quasi-normal at this point in history...
I don't even know if he's feeling guilty. He's just
depressed. More drugs?
He's just depressed.
Yeah.
Work on the depression.
Well,
work
depression's
on the drugs.
Not. Here's the deal. Depression's not going to get better until you deal with the marijuana and the cocaine. Guaranteed. In fact, it's an axiom in psychiatry. You never try to treat depression until the addiction is thoroughly treated.
Nah. You eat marijuana, you want
to
eat.
Yeah, but it's really, isn't it hard to give up those things? Because then you're like, well, that you know, what am I going to do with my time? It's even more depressing.
No, he has to go. He has to go into treatment. 85% of people, 100% of people coming for treatment are depressed. 85% get improvement or resolution of their depression merely with treating their addiction.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Hey, but it takes all
hard
kinds.
To do,
you know, I always
takes
say.
All kinds.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes.
Hey, Lizzie.
Liz.
Good on ya.
Liz. L-Y-Z-Z.
Good on ya?
L-Y-Z-Z.
Good on ya.
Good on ya?
What does that mean?
Just means...
That's just my name.
Yeah.
No, not you.
Liz, good on ya. What's your middle name?
Oh.
Last time
my
we were here, we said
Kelly.
Good on ya to someone, and they said, good onions?
Yeah, it's always dangerous trying to talk to Americans, especially the ones that call this show.
Yeah.
They rarely know what's going on. All right. Anyway, Liz, you're 19.
First, can I say I love y'all so much? And from listening to this wonderful show, I decided that I want to be a sex therapist.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
So do I, but I
recommend you just become a physician and then work in the mental health field. And then if you want to focus on sexual issues, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's a feather in your cap, doctor.
Thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Good on you.
What's up, Elizabeth?
Good on you.
Okay, well, I have a best friend. We've been best friends for about a little bit over a year. And we used to live in the same town. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. And he moved to Houston, fall semester.
We got 20 seconds. Here we go.
Okay,
What's the question?
And he's coming in town this weekend, and he's bringing X. And I just want to know, is he trying to sleep with me, or is
he opening up something? Whether he has X or not, that's his plan.
Anytime a guy's coming into town, he wants to sleep with you. When he says, I'm coming into town, can I stay at your place, that's sex.
And I'm bringing X.
When he says, I'm bringing X.
Anal.
That's anal. Yeah. Now it's anal. It's been upgraded to anal, or downgraded, depending on which person you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
why wouldn't he just want coffee? I don't understand.
Wait, how come? Have you had sex with him before?
No, we dated for a week, and it just wasn't our time. The most we've ever done is just kissed once.
He likes you, though. You know that, right?
Well, he knows I care about him. He knows I'm
No. He's into you.
I didn't ask that. I said he's into you. He's aware of that, right?
I don't know.
Well, we're telling you. He is.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted to keep dating you. You're the one who didn't want to keep going, right?
No, actually, before he moved, I told him how I felt, and we decided to date, and it just didn't work. We both agreed, and he's...
All right, I'm bored now.
No, she doesn't know. It was her.
Do the X, and have
don't
the sex.
Don't do the X. Have the sex. Fine.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Yeah, think about that. You got we live in California. We got a choice between Nevada and Mexico. Yeah. Well, what can't you get done?
That's why we get so oppressed here.
Yeah, just go to Mexico, score a few hookers and some prescription drugs, and then go to Nevada for some gambling and more prostitution and some crank phone calls. All right, I want to thank the Living End for coming in here. Always a delight.
We want to thank you for opening our eyes to the world.
Well, not this world, this country.
Modern Artillery, everybody. Go get it. It is out as we speak. And until... Oh, Art. Art Alexakis is coming in tomorrow night from Everclear.
And I'm going to try to get the Olsen twins up here next day or two.
Never going to happen.
I'm going to try.
So until next time. This is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're out, if you're out clubbing...
If there's a few of you.
I would go out clubbing, I would blow 20 or 30 fags.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.